From their remote base camp deep in the heart of Overland Park, Kansas, it's time for the Outdoor Guys. Ken Taylor and Brian Wright bringing you the best of the great outdoors every week on Hot Talk 1510. Now here's Ken and Brian with this week's top stories, exclusive interviews, and tall tales.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. My name's Ken Taylor, alongside co-host Brian Wright, and running the show as always for us from back behind the glass is our show producer, Rob. We are the Outdoor Guys, legends in our own minds, and we get the pleasure of talking about the great outdoors every Thursday afternoon, and that is due in large part to a great group of sponsors: Timber Hills Lake, Hunting and Fishing Adventures, Bushnell Factory Outlets, Prairie Bank Casino and Resort, OMB Guns, Lake of the Ozarks, and Mossy Oak Properties of the Heartland.
Hey, good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon. Nice to always talk to you today.
It's hot out there.
It is. You know what, Brian? I'm glad you mentioned the heat, because I've got the perfect remedy for that, and I'm headed down to do it at some point this weekend. I'm headed to Bennett.
A little canoe trip?
Well, not sure about that yet. For sure going to fish Bennett just for a morning. Got a little bit of work to do, but I'm for sure going to also fish Bennett. And there is nothing I like more, and I know it may not be the best fishing conditions, but there's something I really love about 90s outside and being in that 52-degree water. It's refreshing, it's fun, and I've done it the last couple of years. Sometime when it hits the 90s, just running down and jumping in that stream.
Yeah. Hey, I hope the heat breaks a little before dove season opens.
But, it's going to be a hot one.
You know, we still have a week to go for that. You know, folks, we got a great show lined up for today. We've got, of course, Mike Stoner with our Mossy Oak Properties of the Heartland feature property coming up. And then in segment three, Jess Zerfing. He is one of the best guides out on the Columbia River Gorge. If you want to go after king salmon or some of those prehistoric sturgeon, he is definitely your guy. And we will have him on the show today. Want to remind everyone also to go to our website, outdoorguysradio.com. You can find out who's going to be on the show every week. We also have over 150 shows archived on there with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world, interviewed by a couple of doofuses, Ken Taylor and Brian Wright, but they continue to answer our phone calls, Ken, so we'll keep interviewing them.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you know, yeah, I'm glad Jess Zerfing is going to be on later in the show. It's kind of funny, earlier in the week getting some texts from one of our texts and emails, I guess I should say, from one of our listeners showing pictures of fishing out there with him. So it just happened to be that we had Jess lined up already and got one of our listeners, Will, out there fishing with him this week. So I'm kind of excited to get a chance to hear how all that went.
Now, rumor has it Will's nickname is Popeye.
That's exactly right, Popeye.
Okay.
Anyway.
I won't even ask how he got that. But, hey, also, folks, send us emails, brian@outdoorguysradio.com or ken@outdoorguysradio.com, and make sure to check out our Facebook and Twitter feeds as well.
Yep. And, Brian, of course, all sorts of things coming up. It's just a busy time in the outdoors, as always. But as the fall starts to kick off, obviously people are thinking about hunting. But if you're into archery, there's something kind of cool coming up down at Timber Hills on September 27.
Yeah. It's a big-time deal. Buck Commander and SEK Sportsman are having a charity bow shoot. And that should be pretty good stuff. I mean, we've got, shooting times are 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $25 per shooter. And I guess, Ken, you got to bring 5 canned goods as well, huh?
Yeah, and that's something that's really kind of neat. They're doing a lot of this for local charities. $25 per shooter to be involved in it. September 27, like Brian just said, it's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You know what? You can always go to that Timber Hills website if you want to get more information and maybe pre-register.
Yep, and I think that there's some other events going on around that weekend. I'll have to check with Joe Bazone, the owner down there. But, you know, he's also got coming up not too far from now will be that bird dog trials.
Yeah, that's Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever do their bird dog trials down there each year, kind of their national championship, and they do a wonderful job of running that down there. I've been down to it. They've got all sorts of cool places, and something I will throw out to our listeners that I think is really important with that. They have a class for women, they have a class for kids, and they have what they call a hunter's class, and that's for somebody who's never been involved with field trialing before. You may just have a great, you know, a great dog that you've trained on your own and you like to go stomping through the woods. This is a chance to try it, and you'll be competing against others just like you. It can't be somebody who's ever won a field trial before, and so there's no ringers in there. It's just regular hunters out trying to enjoy and maybe getting a little dog work in early.
Yep, it's a great time to be down there. And, of course, that will be, I believe that's the second weekend in October. And I know we've got Joe scheduled to come on a couple weeks before that to talk a little bit more about that event. But this event that's coming up quickly is September 27th, and it is a charity bow shoot. And if you want to go to timberhillslake.com, you can get more information on the events. But they're going to feed you. You're going to shoot some stuff. And they're going to have a raffle for some gear. So yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, also, as hunting season kicks off here, you might want to check out Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Of course, Missouri as well, Missouri Department of Conservation. But Kansas in particular, they're making some changes this year. And if you've hunted any of their wildlife areas that require some type of a daily permit or a daily check card, you know, usually they're at a kiosk in different places. They're going to be doing that a little differently this year. They're now offering an online version that you can do with your smartphone. And, you know, we've talked about over the last, you know, few months, states going to including apps and different things that you can use, just making it easier to be outdoors. You know, I know you and I went fishing, last spring, and I got down to Big Ed's place and didn't have my license yet, and I was able to do it right there online the night before, so I didn't have to worry about that the next morning or go running into town. But they're doing some of those same things now with those little daily check-in cards. You can do that online. Go to Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism and check that out, especially if you're one who hunts those areas regularly.
Now, you know, I'm a little bit of behind the times on this, Ken, but how are you supposed to know which public hunting areas you have to have a permit for?
You know, here's the thing. I
always thought you just had to have a hunting license. Hunt public land.
And Brian, really, these are free daily hunt permits, okay? So it's
right.
Not something
yes.
that you're paying for.
No,
but
it's no fee to it.
What this does is this allows the biologists and the people who run these areas to really keep track of how it's being used and harvest data and that sort of thing. And so really, normally it's all pretty well posted. And, you know, when you go to the parking areas, there's a kiosk or something there. And so you can also, of course, go to Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism and check out the area you're planning to hunt and read and see what they require. That's something that you should just do anyway, you know, just kind of be up to speed if you're going to be using public land as to exactly what's required. I think that's something that you'd be able to find very easily because their website's easy to navigate.
Yeah, and I haven't hunted public land in a long time. I know we have some fantastic public land hunting in both Kansas and Missouri. So I was just a little behind the times on, wasn't really aware that you had to get that.
And you know what, Brian, it's really similar too to some of the duck areas in Missouri where there's just different rules and regulations on the draws. And so it's best to spend some time on their website. You know, they lay it out pretty clearly for you.
Or just go to Kenny Taylor's Duck Blind.
That is exactly right. You don't have to worry about it then. Hey, Brian, the other thing you need to do this weekend is get on over to OMB Guns out in Olathe. Brian, Brenda and I got a chance to go out on date night a week or so ago. That was
a heck of a lot of fun. Did she enjoy it as much as you? Because you seem to have really enjoyed that.
She loves it. I've really gotten her into it because I've gotten her some 22s that she loves to shoot. They don't kick. And I'll be honest, I have to really pay attention. She was almost out shooting me. I had to stop and kind of concentrate in and make sure I was squeezing that trigger nicely because I don't
like
want to get beat.
Kind of like when you and I shoot together,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I don't want to get beat. I don't want to get beat. But anyway, OMB Guns out in Olathe, 15765 South Keeler Street, Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 6, full-service gun range. They've got rentals all the way up to automatics and 50 BMGs, tons of classes out there, a great pro shop. Visit our friends out at OMB Guns. Brian, we're already up against our first break, but we'll be right back with more of the Outdoor Guys.
Come experience something new in the KC Metro and head on into OMB Guns and Indoor Range. OMB Guns and Indoor Range, located in Olathe, features a state-of-the-art 13-lane indoor shooting range and a fully stocked pro shop with brands like Fiocchi, Beretta, Remington, and more. Not an experienced shooter? Come in for the basic handgun safety course and try the new visual simulator. OMB Guns and Indoor Range offers conceal and carry classes every week and is great for events like birthdays, bachelor or bachelorette parties, and corporate events. Visit OMBRange.com for more information.
Bring your twosome or foursome for an exciting play date at Prairie Bend Casino and Resort and Firekeeper Golf Course. We have something for everyone. Golf and golf lessons, table games and slots, free restaurants, and accommodations like our stay and play package with golf and hotel rooms starting at just $179 per couple. Or the all-new Prairie Meadows Lodge, a private retreat for foursomes with golf included.
Prairie Bend Casino.
And welcome back to the Outdoor Guys on ESPN 1510. It is time now for our Mossy Oak Properties Featured Property of the Week. And joining us now is our good friend Mike Stoner. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the Outdoor Guys.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
You know, just living the dream.
Great.
And you have a place right near, close to my heart. My grandparents had a place near Warsaw, Missouri, and that's the best memories of my childhood. Tell us a little bit about this property you got for us.
Yeah, it's actually close to town of Edwards, Missouri, not too far from Warsaw. It's 100 acres. It's got a huge, nice 7-acre lake on it that is absolutely full of fish. There's 6 other ponds on this property as well. Fishing won't be a problem. It's got some great open areas for food plots, and there's an open field there that's probably got 100 persimmon trees, and everybody knows that deer like persimmon trees. They're just loaded up with persimmons. Property also comes with a 1,000-square-foot metal building that the owner has not put up yet. It's on pallets, ready to put up. The area is great. It's got good access. It's got a gravel road on the north side, and it's got also highway access on the south side. Every time I'm out there, I see deer and turkey. This property is definitely the sportsman's paradise.
Yeah, it looks like it, and all that comes with that is awesome. Hey, Mike, for people who'd like more information, what's the best way of getting a hold of you?
They call our office at 660-668-4868, or then find us on the web at www.molandandlakes.com.
Mike, thanks so much for your time. I know you want to be out there enjoying the outdoors, so get out after it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Right, thanks. Once again, that was Mike Stoner with our Mossy Oak Property Feature Property of the Week. And, man, right near Edwards, Brian, that is my childhood best memories. Grandparents had a place right down there, and I roamed those woods till I got lost more times than I can tell you.
Well, I tell you what, if you're looking for property in that area, Mike is definitely the guy, because looking through his listings,
yeah,
he's got about 15 properties right in that area, you know, ranging from, you know, 16 acres up to well over 200 acres. So
and all sorts of different price ranges as well. So,
yeah,
you know, pretty much something in everybody's budget if you're looking for outdoor property.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, great things.
Well, hey, Ken, let me get a couple of fishing items in real quick for you.
Okay.
Because I know you want to talk about guns.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. So they just announced that, of course, the FLW, the Forest Wood Cup, was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus Secor from Lake of the Ozarks was fishing. It had a good finish. I think he was 33rd, so pretty darn good. But they just announced that the 2015 Forest Wood Cup will be coming back to Hot Springs, Arkansas. So just wanted to get that out for people who are thinking about maybe next August, make a little trip down there and see the FLW Forest Wood Cup. Also, we will have Anthony Gagliardi, who won the Forest Wood Cup last week, will be on the show next week. So make a note of that, folks. And we also have another special guest next week, which is Scott Lasath, Dead
yes.
Meat. So it's a great show next week.
Yeah,
but
don't
want to let too much out on that.
No. Scott Lasath's been with us just about every year we've been on this show. He's been on with us every fall. We do what we refer to as our cleaning out the freezer segment. So where we kind of go through and come up with some things that are in our freezer, and the sporting chef helps us figure out how to cook them. And speaking of that, Brian, you know what's coming up real soon, don't you?
Does it have anything to do with squirrels?
It has a lot to do with squirrels. I figured you'd nail that one.
I was there. I was actually there last weekend. Now, this is the World Squirrel Cook-Off in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yes,
I
sir.
I know this is dear to your heart and mine, because there's nothing like a good mess of squirrel cooked up down in Arkansas.
You got that right. You know what? that stuff,
I'm serious.
I know. It's my childhood coming back to me. You know what I mean? It's just all the things of my childhood all in one show.
So this is like, it's, I believe, the 13th of September.
Correct.
And for people who haven't been to Bentonville, Arkansas, it is really, now I'm not saying make a special trip to the squirrel cook-off, but it's really cool area down there. I was just there last weekend, went to visit my wife's folks. They live just, maybe 10 minutes south of Bentonville. But if you go down, you know, old 71 Highway, which is now 49 Highway, it will take you 4 lanes all the way into there. You go through Bella Vista, past a bunch of golf courses, and then you get into that Rogers Bentonville area. And there's a fantastic new shopping area that is kind of like Zona Rosa, but more styled for guys like you and me.
Yeah.
You know,
what, Brian, I have to tell you that if I'm going to get Brenda to go to a squirrel cook-off, I'd
there
have to have
be
some really good shopping there somewhere.
Well,
there
is. I was there last weekend with my wife. We went shopping there and then went to visit her folks. But it's the same exit in Bentonville, but also right at that exit is the Daisy BB gun original museum and everything right there. You've got the squirrel cook-off. You've got all that shopping there, plus a huge Cabela's. So it's a neat area. If you're ever down in that way, folks, stop around there and see some of that stuff. If you're there on the 13th, you can go to the squirrel cook-off.
Yeah, and our old buddy Smitty's down in that area, too. You know, he is obviously the owner of Mossy Oak Properties Heartland, and also he runs the Monster Buck Classic, so we do a lot of work with him. That's a great area.
No report yet whether or not Cousin Eddie will be there from Christmas vacation. If they needed a spokesperson for this, that would be your guy, wouldn't it?
That would be exactly it. All right, Brian, I do get to talk just a little bit of guns. There's several things going on. I'm sure you saw this already, but Field & Stream released their 2014 Best of the Best guns, bows, ATVs, hunting gear. And I'm pretty sure you probably saw this, but our friends at Bushnell had a cool one on there. If you're not familiar with this yet, Bushnell has a new series of trail cams out. And rather than having to go out and check them, they're HD wireless trophy cams. And so basically the way it works is that every time something walks past one of your cameras, a text message is sent to you automatically, just like, you know, you're using, I think it's AT&T service that they go through. And so you do have to sign up for a service with them. And they're a little on the expensive side at this point. But if you're seriously into deer hunting and you want to be able to check your trail cameras without ever, you know, bothering the area or with no human scent in, you know, that's a really cool idea. And you can always go into, if you want to hire res, they're sent out in a little bit lower resolution. You can always go in and pull the SD card and do it the old-fashioned way. But I got a feeling this is really what we're going to see when it comes to scouting deer. This is the future of scouting deer from our friends at Bushnell.
Absolutely. And you'll be able to, you know, it'll be like I have a security system at my place at the lake. And, you know, if somebody comes in, I mean, I get an alert on my phone, and there pops up the camera that they're on right on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what this is going to. And, yes, I did know about these, Ken, because my last trip to Bushnell, I had Monty tell me all about them.
Yeah, there's just some cool stuff that's out there right now. And like I said, I always there are a couple of issues that I always look forward to, that Outdoor Life when they start giving all the cool stuff that's coming out for the year, and then Field & Stream when they announce their Best of the Best. Those are just things I really look forward to. There's a cool few guns on there, some things way out of my price range.
Oh, yeah, muzzle loaders, and I like that Ruger Red Label shotgun.
I have always loved the Ruger Red Label. That is a really, really nice-looking shotgun. But it crossbows as well. You know, that's something that's kind of a new thing that's, well, I shouldn't say it's a new thing. It's not new at all. But as they've become more and more accepted and more legal in different areas during bow season, those have really taken off. So that's something that's a big thing coming out, or, you know, people are increasing their usage of now.
Yeah, and if folks want to see some of the stuff we're talking about, of course, you can go to fieldandstream.com, and they've got the Best of the Best 2014 is guns, bows, ATVs, hunting gear. You know, I love seeing the new knives, and seems like the ones this year are more styled towards the old school knives,
which I thought was
kind of cool.
Yeah, and I like that as well. And the other thing, you know, it's almost muzzleloader season as well.
The
Traditions won the muzzleloader, their new Vortex Striker Fire. There's all sorts of cool stuff on there, and it is almost muzzleloader season. It is also almost archery season, and we're going to get a chance in a couple of weeks to talk a little archery as well. Maybe have one of our friends on from Ross Archery here in the Kansas City area, so get a chance to talk some archery before the archery season kicks up for deer.
Now, and Ken, this is something that we don't even have on our rundown for today, our internal rundown that we do with all of our items. But right before the show started, I'm not sure if you got this email or not from our buddy Bill Graham at the Missouri Department of Conservation, but they're going to have a fall rendezvous at the Lake City Shooting Range, which is going to be black powder shooting and displays. So Ken and I will look this over and tell you more about it, hopefully at the end of the show, possibly, because it's this weekend coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know how this snuck up on me. I mean, I didn't know about her, if they threw it together at the last minute, but it's going to be a pretty cool deal, it looks like. So,
hey, and Brian, just a minute or so left here in the segment, but I definitely want to bring up our friends in the Bassmaster Elite Series and talk about the weigh-in.
Yeah, you know, the last regular Elite event is going on today, and it's up in New York. And we've got, you know, of course, Casey Scannell and Brent Chapman. Both are, they're below where they need to be to make it to the Classic. They're both, you know, below that 50-guy cut line that gets them into the All-Star event, which is in a couple of weeks. So they're up at Cayuga Lake in New York. Casey comes up big today.
Yeah.
20 pounds, 4 ounces. He's in fifth place after the first day.
And he's, what, 6 ounces off the lead?
6 ounces off the lead. Brent Chapman comes up big, 19 pounds, 1 ounce. He's sitting in 10th place.
Wow.
So he's just, you know, a 2-pound fish off the lead. Interesting, Kevin Van Dam is not in good shape in the points totals right now. You got to, at the end of the season, you got to be somewhere around 42, 43 in Angler of the Year points. That's right where he's sitting right now. You know, he did a video yesterday saying that he has to whack him in this tournament. He's got to do something.
Yep.
If he doesn't finish in the top 50 here, you know, he's been in the Bassmaster Classic for the last 25 years.
That's just absolutely amazing.
So this is pretty neat stuff. We'll keep an eye on it. And Casey and Brent both, though, put themselves in position where they can climb up from that 50th spot, maybe up into 40, get into that last All-Star event, and potentially get into the Bassmaster Classic.
Yep, and hey, Brian, we're already up against a break, but we want to remind our listeners that this segment was brought to you by PBPGaming.com. You can visit there for all the stuff going on for Prairie Band Casino. It is an awesome place to spend a little time. They've got two really cool events coming up here at the end of the month. They've got Clay Walker and Gary Allen. They're coming on back-to-back nights. I think Clay Walker is there on the 30th of August, and then Gary Allen. So if you're a country music fan, there's not a better venue around. You can also visit our friends at Firekeeper Golf Course up there, which is just absolutely great. Brian, we're up against a break, but we'll be right back with more of the Outdoor Guys.
They call it a family.
Caught by Pearson!
But it's more than that.
Great play by the KU secondary!
It's a dream that begins in your heart.
He got him! The Jayhawks win it!
Join the chant today and purchase your 2014 Kansas football season tickets. Packages start as low as $99, and the family four-pack is just $350. Order today at 800-34-HAWKS or visit KUathletics.com. One team, one chant.
We're from North California and South Alabama.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Guys on ESPN 1510 Kansas City. I'm Brian Wright. Enjoying the show now, Jess Zerfing. He's a fishing guide out on the Columbia River, always catching Fishing Charters, LLC. Jess, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
Well, we'd love to have you on, you know, right before, at the beginning of that fall king salmon run on the Columbia River. That's one of the greatest places on earth to fish, as far as I'm concerned. So I'd like to always check back in with you. And I understand it's going to get hot here pretty quick.
Yeah, well, we're getting ready for it. We're just now starting to see some good numbers of Chinook coming over Bonneville Dam, but those numbers are certainly going to improve. We're looking at a new record. Last year we had nearly 1 million Chinook go over Bonneville Dam, and this year they're thinking it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.6 million going over Bonneville Dam, which I'm excited to see what that's going to look like, because that is mind-boggling to think how many salmon are going to be coming over that dam.
Yep, and I mean, I was reading some reports on this. When I saw that 1.6 million, I was astounded by that. And I know that, you know, you're going to have record numbers. It's hard to actually predict when the peak is going to be, but I know, you know, I went out with you a couple years ago and we had tremendous success. It was mid to late September. We fished right below Bonneville Dam. And for people that don't know, you know, I think, isn't that the first dam coming in from the Pacific
Up the, yeah.
Yep. If you're a salmon, that's the first one you're going to encounter returning from the ocean.
And it kind of pinches in. You're right close to Beacon Rock there, and the river gets, you know, narrow as it gets into the gorge, and it's just a beautiful place to fish. And I mean, you're pretty good company in a boat too, I might say.
Thank you.
I'll give you the mailing address to send me that dollar for for saying that.
Yeah,
but you know, for people who want to go out there, if you go there, it's worth going into the dam and seeing the fish ladder, because it's really fascinating how, I think they just have volunteers in there counting fish, don't they, Jess?
Well, I'm not sure that they're volunteers, but I think they get paid something for being in there. But, yeah, there's people that sit in front of a glass window and just count fish all day. That's a tedious job. I'm not sure that I would be able to stay awake long enough to count 64,000 fish in one day, but.
Well, especially if you're getting at the height. I mean, cause, you know, we're talking about, yeah, I think we're talking, you know, this week you're probably going to have 2,000, you know, Chinooks coming through. And so when they're all coming through, sometimes, you know, it could be pretty tedious for you, but it's worth going to see. But the real magic is, to me, is down below that dam and going out with you. You know, you're going to catch king salmon. Are you catching any cohos at all?
Not too many coho. Well, the cohos come in a little bit later than the Chinook, so they will be here in October, but things kind of slow down for me because that's my deer hunting season, so I don't get into coho too much.
We can't interfere with that.
No.
Now, the steelhead, I know when I was with you, I caught, you know, it was about, I think, an 11-pound wild steelhead, which I was so dumb, I really didn't even know what it was. You had to tell me. But when are the steelhead running? Are they running with the Chinooks?
They are, and actually, they kind of trickle in all year. If you look at the fish counts yearly year-round, there's a steelhead going over Bonneville Dam. But they peak out generally in August. So we just saw last week was kind of the height of the steelhead run. So we had like 8,000 that came over Bonneville Dam last week at the peak of it.
Wow. Now, what I mean, if you were going to tell somebody, here's 2 weeks of the year where I think our success rate will be high, what 2 weeks would you pick?
The 2 weeks following Labor Day.
Okay. So
that would be my Labor Day is kind of the kickoff, although the salmon will make it here before then. So we're looking at the next couple weeks that we should see an increase of fish coming every day. We should see that. But the height, if history repeats itself, generally it's sometime right there after Labor Day.
Now, I know I caught some nice salmon with you. I mean, I think my biggest was maybe 15.5 pounds. But, I mean, what is, you know, in your opinion, a large fish? I mean, is that large or is that just an average?
To me, a large salmon is anywhere from 18 to 32 pounds.
Okay, so I was just catching babies, is what you're saying. They seem pretty big to me.
But it depends on the year. I mean, it's all about the age of the run. So we sometimes will have 3 to 4 year old fish, and sometimes it's 4 to 5 year old fish that are returning. So
okay,
give out that information. The Fish and Wildlife Department kind of posts that up, and you can kind of see what they predict is the age of the run of the fish that are coming back. But currently, we've been catching fish. I think the smallest one I've got this year was 15 pounds. So that's showing a pretty good average. We've been catching fish in the 20s, and looking at what people are catching downriver currently, which is down by the coast, that's where the salmon are starting to make the run, and they're seeing some big fish down there in the 20, 25-pound range average.
Wow. That's outstanding. And these, you know, when these fish are, I mean, the Columbia River, that's big water. I don't care who you are. And these are strong fish. I mean, extremely strong. So it's very exciting. And for me, I'm a history guy. So just the history of that whole area makes it even you know, better for me. And I just, I think it's something that everybody needs to experience. Now, you know, Jess grew up in Cascade Locks right there. I mean, to me, that's the heart of the gorge. I don't know if it is to the locals up there, but pretty much everything interesting for me is 30 miles upriver or downriver from where you're at. So it's a great home base location. And, you know, for people going out there, Jess, out of Kansas City, I mean, you can catch a flight for round trip about $350, $400 bucks. You fly into Portland, it's an easy flight. You jump in a car, I mean, you can be to Cascade Locks in an hour from the airport, can't you?
You can, yes. It's about, from the airport, 35-minute drive. So give yourself, you know, another half hour to get off the plane and into your rental car, and you're here.
And you're there. And so for people coming out, I mean, they don't need to bring any tackle, right, if they're going to go out with you?
That's correct. I cover all the bait, the tackle, the 9 yards. They just need to obtain a fishing license, and we're fishing. People should bring their own food and drinks, and other than that, I cater to you. I take care of all the gear.
And, you know, it's always good to bring some layers of clothing, too, because depending, I mean, if you're going to, you know, if somebody meets you before first light down on the riverbank, it could be a little bit nippy, so.
And we have this pesky thing in the gorge called the wind. I mean, we're known for being famous for windsurfing and kite boarding. That's because the wind blows. So that wind blows across that water, and it brings that temperature down. Makes it feel a lot cooler, and you need a jacket sometimes.
Again, talking with Jeff Surfing, he is one of the premier guides, in my opinion, the premier guy up there. I mean, in all seriousness, you're very professional. You're very safe with your boat. You know how to catch fish. That's the big thing. I mean, if people want to go to Jess's website, it's always catching. Just drop the G off of catching. So it's alwayscatching.com. You can find out more about what's going on up there. And, Jess, there's not just the salmon in there, but you've developed a pretty good reputation for coming in with some sturgeon as well.
Yes, sturgeon fishing is kind of a year-round fishery for me, and in the summertime when the water's really warm, so somewhere in the spring when the water starts warming up, we start catching a ton of sturgeon, and sturgeon get up to 20 feet long, and they are dinosaurs. They've been around since the Ice Age, and they're a lot of fun to catch. I mean, people that want to get on a lot of fish and catch some big fish, sturgeon fishing is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, when you catch these things, what are you catching them on? How do you catch a sturgeon?
It depends on what we're going for. we can target really big fish. So if we're going after, say, a 6 foot to a 20 foot long sturgeon, I would use a shad, and these shad are probably, they're 2-3 pound shads.
Holy cow.
And then we put those on a hook, and we lob those. You can't really cast them, but you kind of lob them behind the boat, and those big sturgeons, I mean, they've got a 12-inch mouth, and they'll suck that sucker right up.
So now, is this, you can't really catch and release a sturgeon, can you?
You can, yeah. That's
okay.
Mostly what we do.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, I mean, when we think about big fish, you know, around Kansas City, I mean, some people go and you know, they snag spoonbill. But this is totally different than that. I mean, these are prehistoric fish. I'm glad to hear that you can release them so they aren't so worn out that they're just toast when you get them in, huh?
Heck no. Sturgeon are tough, and when you finally get that hook out of them and you decide to let them go, you will see the power of that fish take off. They usually give you a little thank you and splash you as they take off.
Thank you very much. Here's here's a little water in your eye on the way out, huh?
Now, normally.
I know when I was with you, you had gone out, you'd set a anchor and buoy, and we tied up to that, and fish behind the boat, and then cut loose when we get a fish. Is that your primary method of fishing up there? And I guess the other part of this is that how you fish for sturgeon as well?
Yes, that's my technique. I don't do very little trolling, if at all. I enjoy being on anchor. where I salmon fish below Bonneville Dam is a lot of fast water. So
yes, it
is. You can run a motor there if you want to, but I think you're just wasting fuel. You could throw out an anchor and let the current do all the work for your lure.
Yeah.
So I generally like to do that, sit on anchor, put a pretty good size weight on there just so that weight sits on the bottom and just work your rod till you get the lure behind the boat to the distance you want, and then just wait. You just sit there and wait, and the fish will grab it, and then things happen.
Which is, I got to tell you, I learned a lot from you going out fishing that day, and I think other people will too. So, if you want to go up to the Columbia River, I mean, this isn't like catching these gigantic, maybe Alaskan salmon, but this is such an easy place to get to, from the heart of America, from Kansas City, St. Louis, Denver. We have listeners in that area, and it's easy to get there, flying there. It's fairly cheap. It's easy to get from the airport up to the fishing grounds. It's easy to get out with Jess. And, to me, I'm so used to being on the trolling motor and fishing, in the Midwest for bass that I'm on the move constantly. And when you tied that buoy when I first went out with you, I was kind of in shock because I didn't really expect to fish like that. And I remember you looked at me and I said, are we going to sit like this all day? And you looked at me and you said, yeah, we like to just sit here and let the fish come to us. And when you think about it, they're coming up river. They've got a mission. And we just sat there and watched them on the graph all day coming right past the boat. So it was fascinating to fish like that. But it takes a very skilled person with the boat because you never want to drop anchor in fast water. And you're tied to that buoy. You've really got to know what you're doing. And I got to tell you, I felt very safe out there with you, my friend.
Well, thank you. It takes some experience to be fishing in that fast water, and for anybody that hasn't ever fished in that water and wants to fish on their own out there, they need to hire a fishing guide at least once to go out there and try to learn everything you can about anchoring up in fast water. It's nothing like you've ever experienced before.
Well, and the kind of equipment that you need. I mean, it's so simple. I would say for the vast majority of our listeners, just jump on a plane and go out there and drive up 45 minutes and you're salmon fishing because Jess will be at the bank waiting for you. And your boat was fantastic to fish out of. And you're not going to take your little Ranger bass boat and go up there and tie off and fish for salmon on the Columbia River. So
probably not, but some people do try.
Well, it's much easier to go out with a guy like you. And again, talking with Jess Surfing. So life treating you good up there, Jess?
It's treating me fantastic. We've had some excellent weather this year and lots of folks coming out trying to get on these salmon. So I've been blessed. We've had some really good seasons this year.
Well, I know you're very busy. You're probably, booked up several weeks out, but if people call you, maybe you can get them worked in. I think the best way is probably to just go to your website, alwayscatching.com, and folks can link to that right off the homepage on outdoorguysradio.com to get to Jess and give him a call. And you still have some availability this fall, maybe?
I do. We have lots of dates in September. So it seems like a lot of people or vacationers come out and call and say, I want to go out next week or so. So there's lots of dates still available.
Yeah, and, people are pretty short-term planning. So, if you want to get ahead of the curve a little bit, maybe call Jess. You can still get a good flight out there in September. October, I think, is still probably a pretty good time to be out there too, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Salmon fishing will go till mid-October.
Yeah. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. I understand we actually had a listener out there fishing with you this week.
Oh, I did.
Will
he's got the nickname Popeye, but yes, he came out with me today. I guess he knows Ken really well. And he came out fishing and caught an 18-pound Chinook this morning.
Wow, he got me beat. I think my biggest was 15.7 or something like that. So he was handy with the fishing rod, was he?
Yeah, he did an excellent job. Yes. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, we appreciate you putting one of our listeners on to some fish, and hopefully we'll get some more out there to fish with you. And I'm hoping the outdoor guys might make an appearance out on the Columbia River Gorge soon, because it's a beautiful place, and sure enjoy your company, my friend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian. We'd love to have you come out.
We'll take a real quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Outdoor Guys on ESPN 1510 Kansas City.
Your outdoor adventure awaits at Timber Hills Lake, the best-kept secret in Kansas. Timber Hills Lake is a short drive down 69 Highway to southeast Kansas. Thousands of acres with some of the best hunting and fishing adventures in the state. Timber Hills Lake, we've got it all. Hunting, fishing, lodging, big game, small game, trout fishing, bass fishing, adventure tours, corporate outings, entertain clients, and more. Call Timber Hills Lake at 620-743-4114 or go to timberhillslake.com.
It's your turn to relax and unwind. Central Missouri's beautiful Lake of the Ozarks is one of the top fisheries in the country, and just one of the reasons the Lake of the Ozarks hosts over 500 fishing tournaments annually. Make plans now to catch your limit and create some lifelong memories with your loved ones. So much fun, so close to home. Visit funlake.com to learn more about all of the great outdoor opportunities, or call 1-800-FUN-LAKE for a free Lake of the Ozarks vacation guide. That's 1-800-FUN-LAKE.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Guys on ESPN 1510 in Kansas City. Our guests each week are brought to you by the Bushnell Factory Outlets. They offer huge savings on all the Bushnell family products, and you can stop by either their Lenexa, Kansas or their Lee Summit, Missouri stores and let their expert sales associates help you with any of your purchases. Great place to spend a little bit of time.
Yep, and hey, folks, if you want to relax and unwind, check out Central Missouri's beautiful and scenic Lake of the Ozarks. Of course, Ken and I will be down there broadcasting, I believe it's September 11th.
Correct.
And hopefully catching some fish down there. You know, the lake, it's 92 miles long, 54,000 acres, 1,150 miles of shoreline, Ken. And, of course, go to the website, funlake.com, one of the best domain names ever. And this weekend, you can see, I mean, have you ever seen a boat going 200 miles an hour, Ken?
No, but that Lake of the Ozarks shootout, wow, that's a neat deal.
Well, you know, not only is it a boat race, but they've also got, you know, a golf tournament, treasure hunt, a shootout, street party, yeah. Vendor village. It's going to be a great time, so check it out this weekend at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, we're talking ocean-going vessels on there. Those are some big, big boats and some fast boats. Really cool thing to watch. Hey, Brian, of course, we want to thank everyone. First, thank our guests for today, Jess Zerfing from Always Catching Charters out of Columbia River Gorge. We also want to thank Mike Stoner from Mossy Oak Properties of the Heartland for our featured property of the week. And we want to thank all of our wonderful list of sponsors, Timber Hills Lake Hunting and Fishing Adventures, Bushnell Factory Outlet, Prairie Band Casino and Resort, OMB Guns, Lake of the Ozarks, and Mossy Oak Properties of the Heartland. And most importantly, we want to thank you, our guests, or our listeners, I'm sorry. If it weren't for you, we couldn't do this each week. Get out and enjoy some of God's great creation. We'll see you next week here on the Outdoor Guys. ESPN 1510, Kansas City.